Not long ago, I was on a plane en route from Colorado Springs to Chicago. It was a breakfast flight, and everyone was enjoying their cheese omelet and their muffins and orange juice. After a while, the stewardess came down the aisle with a beverage cart. "What would you like to drink with your breakfast?" she asked. "I'd like some hot tea," I replied. "Do you take anything in it?" "Yes," I said, I sweeten it with orange juice." I could see by her reaction she'd never heard that one before. She looked shocked, but she didn't say anything. I could tell by her expression that under her breath she was saying, "You what? What a strange thing to do." But her words were quite different. "That's very interesting," she said, as she poured my tea and went on down the aisle. She didn't feel the liberty to say what she really thought, because at that moment, on that plane, I was the customer, and I was important. After all, the customer pays the bills. The customer keeps the airline in business. And on that flight, her chief job was to serve the customer. As a server, she must not do or say anything to embarrass or offend that important white-haired man in that dark gray suit. So she stifled her true feelings, and because servants are not supposed to create a fuss or embarrass the guests. Why? Because the world tells us that servants are not members of the important people. They aren't classed with the VIPs of this world. But here's an important thing to remember. If you're one of those people who truly wants to be a devoted, daily disciple of Jesus Christ, you must do what he did. And Jesus said, "I am among you as he who serves." He said it clearly so that no one could get it wrong. "I did not come to be ministered to, but to minister. Not to be served, but to serve." It was one of his primary missions in his life. In fact, Christ's death on the cross was the ultimate act of a servant to give his life to those he served. When's the last time someone treated you like a servant? Was it annoying? Did you resent the idea? It's in those moments you can tell if you have fully embraced the Christ-like character of servanthood. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.